This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Autistic Syndrome Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Jacqueline Williams-Hines, Autism Awareness Advocate and author of the No Small Victories children's book series. Jacqueline's organization is focused on educating the community about autism and supporting families with a child on the autism spectrum. Jacqueline, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome, and great to have you this afternoon. So first of all, what is No Small Victories?
Well, No Small Victories is a grassroots organization in Springfield, Mass, where I'm located. We're currently under the sponsorship of the Martin Luther King Family Services. And what we're doing is just trying to educate our community on the signs and symptoms of autism to try to combat the diagnostic disparities experienced by certain populations.
What was the inspiration behind the starting of No Small Victories?
I would definitely have to say the inspiration was my son, Joshua, who was diagnosed on the autism spectrum almost 15 years ago. And as a mother, I just wanted to be able to facilitate avenues for him to have true inclusion and to have relationships by autism affecting communication so impacting communication so much. It was really concerned. Just as a mom, you just want them to be able to have relationships outside of yourself. And once I started to advocate for him, that passion just grew in wanting to help as many children as possible.
What are the themes of the books in your series?
Well, there are four books, and of course, by the titles, you can see they were all inspired by my son, Joshua. The first book that I wrote in the Star Taboos Dreammaker was actually kind of a catharsis for me, and it really just looks at some of the challenges that our children face in the community, whether it's, a sensory integration issue, whether it's communication, some of the things that really impede their learning and being able to have, relationships. So that was one way of introducing autism to his peers at that time. And it just seemed such a natural progression to go on and want to really look at other aspects of autism from that point. So with that being said, the next book I wrote was The Adventures of Suthu Joshua from Planet Yethakan. And that book was really talking about echolalic speech, which some of our children seem to have a difficulty with. If our listeners aren't aware what echolalic speech is, it's actually a phenomenon where children may repeat back what's said to them or rote phrases. And it's a way of them communicating, because what happens a lot of times is they have a difficulty in gleaning information from conversations to be able to form an appropriate response. So in my son's case, a lot of times if you approached him and said, "Hello, Joshua," he would say, "Hello, Joshua," and not understanding that he had to use your name. So I wanted to kind of explain that phenomenon. And another thing in that book, it talked about perseveration, or children kind of focusing in on one type of thing and just really not being interested in anything else. And this time, my son was just obsessed with horses. So the book just kind of talks about those two things, but in a child's format, so that their peers could understand what they were seeing. And then I went on to write Joshua That's So Stimming, which is a play on the, Joshua That's So Slimming, which is a play on the word stimming. And what that usually looks like is, a child, you may see them in public rocking back and forth, hand wringing, spinning around, or something obsessive like clearing their throat over and over. And that's usually a way of the child kind of dealing with overstimulation, of self-regulating that stimulation of, sensory input that's coming in. And the last book I wrote, which is really dear to my heart, is called Joshua, I'm Over Here. And the reason why that was significant, it was written in conjunction with my older son, Robert. And it looks at the difficulty our children have with making or sustaining eye contact. But what's most significant is that it also kind of expresses the difficulty that siblings have with the diagnosis. A lot of times as parents, we're focusing on the child with the diagnosis and not really realizing that their siblings are going through a lot of the difficult emotions that we're going through, grief, anxiety, depression. So it was to give voice to the siblings of children diagnosed as well.
Thanks for breaking that down. Sounds like something definitely to read, especially for those that can relate to autism. Today we are with Jacqueline Williams-Hines, autism awareness advocate and author of the No Small Victories children's book series, here on eHealth Radio's Autistic Syndrome Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jacqueline, what are the future goals of NSV?
Well, I want to see us continue to provide information and services through classes. Currently in the Springfield area, I'm conducting classes through an organization that's attached to our education system called the Parent Academy. And we're hoping to be able to provide information on not only the signs and symptoms of autism, but also how to navigate special education. If you're looking for information on a state building, I'm working in conjunction with some people who have knowledge about education law. So I'm hoping to be able to just bring just a wide variety of information that parents on the spectrum are looking for. I think there's so much that parents need and not knowing where to go. So we're hoping to continue that, as well as some point in the future, really trying to build some, activities within the community for our children on the spectrum, but also making them inclusive.
Lastly, what are some early signs of autism that the listener could look out for?
Well, some of the things that parents should look out for, and I will definitely say that you should research on the CDC's website, there is a checklist called Birth to Five, and it actually gives you monthly milestones until the child's age five that you can look at to see if your child is progressing normally or if there's any deficits that you should be bringing to the attention of your pediatrician. Some of the things that you may want to notice is children with autism may not do a lot of pretend play. They may do a lot of rote play where instead of pretending to play traffic with cars, you may see them lining them up or not pretending to feed a doll, something that would be developmentally the norm, what you would see as far as play. They may not point at objects or show interest if you pointed at an object. Not looking at another person when that person points, not making eye contact, or having a lot of difficulty sustaining eye contact. They may have difficulty understanding another person's feelings or talking about their own feelings and not understanding things such as personal space. Having a difficult time trying to glean information from vocal intonation, so not understanding emotions with the sound of voice or facial expressions, so having a real difficult time reading those type of social cues. They may be very interested in a very narrow area of things. With my son, he was obsessed with movies, and that's all he wanted to do was watch Disney movies. So they may have a very, very narrow window of interest. They may have trouble expressing their needs and using typical words or motions or repeat actions over and over again. And one big cue is they may have a difficult time adapting to change in routine. So you'll see them wanting things to be very rigid, and a lot of time that's because they're not able to anticipate what's going to happen next. So it's just a lot easier just to do the same thing over and over. And something that happened to me is they may have skills and actually start to lose those skills. My son developed verbally, typically, up until, I say, almost age two, and then he started to lose words and reverted back to being totally nonverbal. So if you see a child that has attained a certain skill set and they start to slowly lose those skills, big, big red flag that you want to bring to your pediatrician's attention. And although that it should be a standardized test, diagnostic tools that all pediatricians should be using now, those questions, there's a checklist, and I believe it's referred to as the MCHAT. If your pediatrician's not asking you these questions at your well-check visits, bring them up. I mean, the worst that can happen is you know, it's just something that's normal. You definitely want to bring up anything that kind of nags at you. I would say parents, go with your gut instinct.
Well, certainly has been good to have had you, Jacqueline. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information on No Small Victories and to be in touch with you as well?
Yes, well, we do have a website. It's www.nsvonline.com. And hopefully by the end of next week, we should be able to have the books online with PayPal accommodations for parents or educators who want to buy the books. I'm also on LinkedIn as Jacqueline Williams Hines. And you can also follow me on Twitter at No Small Victories with a Y. And I hope to connect with some of you really soon.
Well, Jacqueline, thanks for taking the time to be with us here on eHealth Radio, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Jacqueline Williams Hines, autism awareness advocate and author of the No Small Victories children's book series. Jacqueline's organization is focused on educating the community about autism and supporting families with a child on the autism spectrum. And once again, the website of reference is nsvonline.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Autistic Syndrome Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.